morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Melcor REIT Third Quarter 2016 conference call. I would like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Naomi Stefura, Chief Financial Officer of Melcor REIT. Please go ahead, Ms. Stefura.
Thank you, Donna. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our conference call and webcast for the third quarter of 2016. I'm very pleased to be reporting to you this morning for the first time as the CFO of Melcor REIT. On the call with me this morning is Darren Rayburn, Chief Executive Officer. If you have not reviewed the materials related to this call, including the management's discussion and analysis and the financial statements, they are available in the Investor Relations section of our website at melcorreit.ca and on sedar.com. Our goal is to keep our remarks to a brief, high-level review of the quarter and the year-to-date, and then open up the call for your questions. Before we proceed, I have a few mandatory statements to make. First, certain statements made during this call may be forward-looking. For a complete discussion of items that may cause actual results to differ, please refer to the business environment and risk section of our annual management discussion and analysis. Second, we report our financial results in Canadian dollars and in accordance with IFRS. We supplement our financial reporting with non-standard measures, including funds from operations, adjusted funds from operations, and net operating income. We believe these measures are important in evaluating our performance, but caution listeners that they may not be comparable to similar measures presented by other companies. These non-standard measures are defined and reconciled in our management discussion and analysis. I will now walk everyone through some of the financial highlights of our results for the quarter ended September 30th, 2016. The performance of our portfolio remained stable with quarter-over-quarter and year-to-date growth of 3% for rental revenue and 4% for net operating income. These increases are the result of acquisitions and densification projects completed over the past 12 months. Our operating margin through three quarters stayed consistent at 61%. FFO and AFFO increased by 2 and 4% respectively compared to the third quarter of 2015 and by 3 and 4% year-to-date. Per unit amounts for FFO grew 2% in Q3 and 4% year-to-date. And AFFO per unit grew 4% compared to Q3 last year and 5% year-to-date. Our payout ratio remained at 77% for Q3. We continue to capitalize on opportunities to finance our properties and to create liquidity on our balance sheet. And we reduced our weighted average interest rate by 17 basis points over last year as a result of mortgage refinancings at lower rates. From a balance sheet perspective, we remain well-positioned to take advantage of opportunities as they arise. I will now turn the call over to Darren, who will speak to our operating performance.
Thank you, Naomi. I'm delighted to have you with us. Congratulations on your appointment as Chief Financial Officer of the Melcor REIT. For those of you who don't know, Naomi's not new to us and has been a key member of our finance and accounting team at Melcor Development since 2008. In fact, Naomi was an instrumental part through our IPO process with REIT. Welcome, Naomi. Congratulations to you, and congratulations to the Melcor REIT team for a solid quarter and steady results throughout 2016, despite the negative economic sentiment in the markets we operate in. Our stable results for the third quarter continue the positive trend and demonstrate the sustainability of our model and the strength and resiliency of our portfolio. One thing is certain in these turbulent times of market volatility, nothing speaks louder than performance. We continue to execute on our business plan. The strength of our portfolio is in our people and the relationship they build with our clients, our commitment to providing unrivaled customer care, and our history with our assets and within our markets. We know and understand our assets, our clients, and the nuances of the markets where we operate. The stability and diversity of our portfolio with respect to tenant profile, asset class, and geography holds us in a strong position to manage through economic cycles. We successfully leased over 123,000 square feet of new and expiring space by September 30th, resulting in a quarter-end portfolio occupancy of 92.4%. In fact, when compared to the same period last year, occupancy increased in three of our four asset classes, with the only decrease reporting in the office asset class, reducing office portfolio occupancy from 91.4% to 89%. Property acquisitions completed via the Melcor proprietary pipeline over the past 12 months, coupled with the densification activity on two existing properties, led to revenue growth of 3% and AFFO growth of 4% over Q3 2015. The densification of existing properties to create additional value is another growth enhancement strategy we continue to explore across our portfolio. Our same asset net operating income is steady year to date. This reflects our focus on sustaining performance within the portfolio in spite of continued pressure on revenue. Our continued stable results in the current economic conditions are the direct outcomes of our strategy of building a diversified portfolio of quality assets, strengthened by past acquisitions, and our focus on the fundamentals of our business, looking after our tenants, executing our leasing strategy, improving operating efficiency, and investing in our assets. We achieved on-time response rate in our Signature Care program of 99% in Q3 2016. In September, we completed a tenant survey at select Edmonton area office buildings where 94% of respondents rated our property management and building operations teams as good, very good, or excellent. We view these metrics as an important indication of our commitment to ongoing client care, which contributes to tenant satisfaction and ultimately retention. Congratulations to our property management and operations team, and I thank them for their commitment to Melcor REIT clients. Our pedigree in the 93 years of Melcor Development's history, culture, and the experience with changing economic and political landscapes makes up an important part of who the Melcor REIT is and why we are unique. Today, there are many positive factors that will continue to shape our growth and our future. We believe the continued focus on real estate fundamentals will result in maximum return for our unit holders over time. In July, August, and September 2016, we made distributions of 5.6 cents per trust unit for a payout ratio of 77%. The 77% payout ratio is a critical factor not to be overlooked and is a strong indicator of our overall health and our ability to sustain distributions to our unit holders at current rates. With our strong and diversified portfolio, our focus on property management and on client relationships, our strong balance sheet, solid governance by our mainly independent board of trustees, and the right of first offer to purchase from a solid pipeline of assets being developed by Melcor Developments over the next 5 to 15 years, the Melcor REIT remains well positioned for the future. We know the near term will continue to have its challenges in certain markets, but we will keep moving forward with a business as usual mindset while being aware of current economic challenges and making adjustments as needed to respond to market conditions. We are committed to prudent financial stewardship to ensure maximum value to our unit holders. At the end of the day, nothing speaks louder than performance. The Melcor REIT will continue to perform for our unit holders. Frankly, this type of market volatility we're experiencing is not new to us. These headwinds are not foreign to us, and in fact, as Albertans, this volatility is something we've come to expect. It's part of doing business in Alberta, and it's part of our DNA. It's how Melcor Developments has successfully built the company and process for 93 years, and this experience will shape how the Melcor REIT will continue to perform for our unit holders. We now be happy to take your questions. Donna, can you please open up the phone line?
Thank you. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel the question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause as participants register. Thank you for your patience. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. And the first question is from Dean Wilkinson from CIBC. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Morning, and I guess congratulations, Naomi, on the appointment.
Thank you.
Morning, Dean.
Darren, on the leasing you did in the quarter, the 123,000, outside of the stuff in Saskatchewan, BC, which looks like it's adding about 0.5% to occupancy, how much of that was new versus rolling over?
Of the 123,000 feet, about 50,000 of it was new.
50 was new. Okay.
And
when will that come on stream?
So it's a bit of a mix. That's the reason I hesitated, because the 50,000 is made up of about 9 new deals.
Okay.
So it's most of it's coming on stream in the last quarter of this year, with 2 of the deals coming on stream the first quarter of next year.
Okay, so most, and then into Q1.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. And then just in terms of the margin moving around, I guess there was some timing differences in the recoverables and whatnot. Will that reverse back out in Q4, or is that going to be like another true-up event similar to what we saw in Q1 of this year relative to the 15 stuff?
We expect it to reverse itself out by year-end.
By year-end, so the margin we should see a bit of improvement relative to the prior year, sort of reversing sort of that basis point or so that it dragged in Q3?
Correct.
Okay. And the last question for me is on the G&A. Continues to sort of come in at the 4-ish percent. I know that you've guided to 5. do you think that it's going to creep up in the fourth quarter, or, you know, 5 is probably just maybe a conservative number that you're using?
I think that 5 is probably a conservative number. I think that sort of where we have been operating at our GMA levels will likely stay consistent. We have had some changes, as I think was noted in the MD&A, that we did renegotiate one of our agreements, and so there has been some increase as a result of that with a joint venture property that we manage. But other than that, there should be nothing else new for the fourth quarter.
Okay, so in that 600 and change would be a good run rate.
I would say so.
Okay. That's it for me. I'll hand it back. Thanks, both.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 if you have a question. And the next question is from Michael Smith from RBC Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning.
Michael.
And congratulations, Naomi.
Thank you.
Just, you know, you've produced steady results, and it is a very tough operating environment. What sector or geography is holding up the best?
Sector or geography is holding up the best. Thank you for the question, Michael. I can tell you, I'm going to answer this in two ways, because people always ask us about downtown Edmonton, right? It's the flavor of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I remind people that of our 2.8 million square feet, we have 495,000 square feet in downtown Edmonton. So it's a big part of the company, but not the only part of the company. What we're finding, retail in Calgary, our areas, you know, Kingsview Market, Airdrie, Chestermere, like, those are very strong and very buoyant. So in Alberta in general, I think there were some reports that just came out that show that retail spending, although down from last year, is still very consistent. Also, Southern Alberta, you know, Leopard Center, we've got two industrial assets there and a large mixed-use asset in Leopard, and that market remains buoyant. We continue to have high occupancy. We continue to see lease increases. So I guess the answer to your question, Michael, is the negativity that we're feeling in downtown Edmonton is offset by the rest of the markets, and as Dean mentioned earlier, we had a blip in Saskatchewan and BC last year that we've dealt with, that's picking up too, so all the other regions seem to be propping up any negative drain coming out of the downtown Edmonton market.
And maybe you could just give us some color on downtown Edmonton. How are you, like, what's your strategy to mitigate, you know, the headwinds there?
Sure, well, you know, I mean, staying in front of our tenants, just to give you an example, in 2017, we have 57,000 square feet of space expiring in downtown Edmonton. So it's not a large number by any means. Having said that, we've already completed renewals in just about half of that. So what we're finding in this market is, you know, while one of the new towers has opened, the other new towers aren't opening for the next year and a bit. So just trying to stay ahead, trying to do deals. It's costing more money. Rents are harder to maintain, and tenant inducements are going up. But there's still activity in the market. So the answer to your question, Michael, is just continuing to do what we do best.
Great. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the question, Mike.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I'd like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. DeFura.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the call today and for your interest in Melcor REIT. I do really look forward to speaking with all of you and getting to know you better over the years to come. I encourage you to reach out to me should you have any further questions.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good morning.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.